This is Commercial Real Estate School, featuring real-world insight and expertise from some of the most successful commercial real estate professionals in the country. Here's your host, Kyle and Sarah.
All right, I got to talk to you guys about virtual assistants. The fact is, this show would not exist if it wasn't for my virtual assistants. And I know why a lot of you guys don't hire them. It's because they take a lot of training. You got to prepare a lot of documentation. You got to manage them in order to make them really, truly effective for your business. Digzy solves that problem. Digzy has a fully managed virtual assistant service where you don't have to train, manage, or monitor them at all. They do it all for you. And no matter what vertical you're in, Digzy's got you covered, starting at just $15 an hour. And you don't have to commit to a full-time. You can go part-time for 20 hours a week or full-time 40 hours a week if that's what you need. And when you hire Digzy for a virtual assistant for your business, you actually hire Digzy, the company. You get a dedicated in-house assistant that has those skills and training that you need. This way you can focus on doing what you're best at and let Digzy handle the rest. So you can grow and run your business and scale it and do everything else you want to do and allow them to fill in the gaps. Like I said, I have a Digzy virtual assistant and it's amazing and I highly recommend them. To learn more, go to www.getdigzy.com/products or call 866-MY-DIGZY. All will be in the show notes. Check them out. Digzy is the place to be for virtual assistants. All right, next one is number 7. So networking. We've spoken about a couple different ways that we can network, right? Cold calling, maybe that's prospecting, but hey, you're talking about networking here, actual physical in-person events, right?
Yes.
And you say you try to get to 3 or 4 a month. That's a lot. Yes.
It is. It is. But I love them. I am a part of the Chamber of Beverly Hills and they have at least 10 events a month, at least.
Wow.
So between networking breakfast, they do twice a month. There's a Flair event where it's like finance, accounting. I don't know what the I stands for.
Insurance? Insurance, maybe?
Yes, I think it is insurance. R, I can't remember what R stands for, but it brings everybody together in the community. And there's, I mean, thousands of members in that chamber. So I just feel every single time that I go, you know, we all carry our business cards. We go there, we talk. So I've gotten a lot of business from that. So I just think that, showing up, networking, it wasn't the first time. It wasn't the second time. So I've been doing it for 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, lawyers sometimes call and say, hey, now I need that office space. And I still had your business card here. I saw you at a different event or you posted that you were at a different event. And you know, what do you think, you know?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, those sort of Chamber of Commerce things, they're part of like that old routine that I think still works, right? Like that's being involved at that level. You can't get that information online. You're not going to get that information on Instagram or LinkedIn or anything like that. I have an event today that is at the mall, right? The malls are quote unquote dead, but this is like a Feeding Westchester event with restaurants and there are commercial people there and there are lenders and there's all sorts of business opportunities there. That's like one event that I'll go through other than like the ICSC. So it sounds to me like you're really getting more involved, really involved in the local level. And I'm curious to know what type of information is there. I mean, I know it's got to be stuff that, you know, that's extremely valuable, not only to you, but to your clients, if you can just even relay little nuggets of information.
They are, and they're great because they're there for the same thing, right? So they're saying, hey, like I do car insurance or I do accounting, tax accounting, or I only work with these types of clients. So we go there and I think everybody who I've met, I always say like, how many people do you want to be in touch with today?
Yeah.
You know, and the other day was Fogo de Chao and people just got into the food. We were just talking about the food, but one was like, I work at Lexus. The other one was an accountant. The other one was doing, Merrill Lynch.
Yeah.
So then each one talks about their business and how we can help each other out. Right. And we grab each other's business cards.
That's great. Especially in Beverly Hills. My God, it's a pretty, affluent area. Are you, is this similar? Do you guys have BNI network groups out there? Does it function that way? Like a BNI group?
I don't know BNI.
BNI is like a very old school group. For some reason, they have to meet at like freaking 5:30 in the morning. I don't know what, super early in the morning. I don't know what it is. But there, you can have all different members, but nobody can cross over. So like there can't be another commercial broker. There can't be another graphic designer. It can't be another insurance person. So everybody has to come. And each week, everybody kind of gets to give a little spiel of what they're working on. I mean, I know Corey does that. And it's still, you know, you get leads. If you're the only one in a group like that, small group networking is very powerful.
You know, I'm one of the few in commercial.
That's interesting.
That's a woman in the Chamber of Beverly Hills.
That's
that shows up.
That shows up. That's key, right? Yeah, that's what they say, right? 99% of it is just showing up. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's hard. It's hard. I'll tell you, when I first started doing the events, I wasn't a member just yet. And I was so nervous going to the events. Oh, yeah. But I knew how important it was. I grew up with the Rotary Club. So you know the Rotary Club, right?
Yeah.
I had a mentor through the Rotary Club. And I said, I always wanted to belong to some type of membership. And I always said that it has to be one of the chambers. My market is Beverly Hills. So I said, I'll do Beverly Hills. I was so shy in all of the first events. Then afterwards, I said, you know what? I'm inviting a plus one. And I would bring friends.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, this is going to help your business. You come with me. We'll have a drink. We'll have some appetizers. We'll talk to people, get some business, and go home.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. This isn't. It's not that bad. It's all in your head, right? Like everybody feels the same way.
It is. Now you walk in and people see you and they're like, hey. Yeah. And then I'm like, I can't talk to them because I already know them. I talk to three new people, you know, and you have to force yourself to do these things because I can stay and talk to people that I already know, but I try to make it that I meet at least three new people.
Three new people at each event.
Yes.
That's a good goal.
At least three.
That's a good goal. So how do you, other than the Chamber of Commerce, what other events are of interest to you?
There's so many of them. Let's see. First Fridays. I'm a part of a women's team that does First Fridays, and it's also women in the business. So I go and I meet every First Friday and I sit down with them.
And who runs that?
Tiffany. I don't know her last name, but she's here in Marina Del Rey. Let's see, the Chamber, ours. Yeah. I mean, we stay busy with ours, but
do you have like local ICSC events out there? Do you attend any of that type of stuff?
I've been to ICSC. Now the reason I attended ICSC is because I was working with national groups.
Right.
Here I'm not working with national groups because here it's like more mom and pops, shops. So I'm not at that national. And if I am doing national, it's like VLMH.
Right.
Excuse me. LVMH or Keurig. So I'm not with, you know, when I went to ICSC is because I had an appointment with Starbucks. I had an appointment with Circle K. I had an appointment with Staples. I had, you know, and I'm just not in that level right now.
Yeah. Or
it's a different, you know, level. So I think I'm not there.
Thank you for checking out another episode of Commercial Real Estate School. If you found value in today's episode, there's one simple way that you can support us. Just share the episode with your friends, your family, colleagues who you think might benefit from it. We'd love to hear your thoughts too. Leave a comment or review. Your feedback over on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, Google, wherever you're checking us out, really helps us just improve the show and brings our community closer together. So until next time, let's keep learning and doing deals.